You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We've got Bruce Turkel, my buddy who does branding. We're going to talk about one of his little idiosyncrasies, which is that he's the most fastidious Packer I know. And I don't mean Green Bay Packer. I mean, this is the guy that foils the people that charge you upcharge you for everything on the airplane. Bruce, welcome back.
It's nice of you to call it fastidious. I've been told it's an obsession.
You're nuts, but what do you want me
okay,
to say?
Okay, fair enough. I agree with that.
All right, now let's talk about this for a minute. And hey, Charles Sachs is going to stick with us. We're going to keep it. All right, we're going to have
you
a great time. He's going to financially plan and minimize your exposure.
Okay.
But, okay, so Bruce, you're the most organized guy I know. You're not tightly wound, but you're always pretty organized. You know, tell me a little bit about what started this thing, and then you went like across, you went like around the world in one carry-on.
Well, I was speaking at conferences in Jordan and the Middle East, and I was watching other people who were attending, waiting at airports for their stuff, not finding their stuff. I saw people coming to black tie events in jeans because they lost their tuxedos. I mean, it's just a mess. Ugh. And of course, you know that when you get on planes going to other countries, people don't only take luggage. They take car parts. They take livestock. I mean, it's just insane. And what I learned, what we said earlier, there's only two kinds of luggage. There's carry-on and there's lost. But besides the stress of losing your luggage, there's all the stress of carrying all that crap and dealing with all that crap, and you don't need it.
Oh, people I know have bad backs from traveling.
Well, and I have a bad back, and I don't like carrying all that heavy stuff. So over the years, I have started just trying to be, you know, just make it a little easier to travel. But I will admit, it has become a little crazy.
Oh, one more time for the people that are just, there you go.
But there are lots of things you can do to limit the amount of stuff you carry, and it makes your trip so much better.
Okay, now, one thing I know is that I'm the king of overpacking. Well, actually, my wife is the queen of overpacking, but I am the king of overpacking. And I have a list. I take the list. I print the list out. It's the same for every trip, and then I start eliminating.
Well, first of all, you overpack for two reasons. You think you need a lot of stuff that you don't. What if I need my mud boots? What if I need my running shoes? What if I need my cleats? And you start bringing all these things that you have no use for, number one. Number two, we overpack because we have a couple misconceptions. Like, number one, Jim, you think people actually look at what you're wearing?
Well, I want you to know
they
is
don't
that
they care.
Don't. I know they don't.
Don't. And especially for guys, people don't. You could spend, I mean, we just spoke to Shelley about suits, right? You could spend all this money, all these beautiful suits. You know what people notice? Your tie. And you could put a lot of ties in your suitcase with one blue suit, and people go, hey, nice tie. And no one says, wait, didn't you wear that suit yesterday? Because every guy wears navy suits anyways. Here's a perfect example. You take two suits because you think you need to change them. Nobody notices them. So then you say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take one pair of pants, but I'm going to take two coats. Except, if you think about it, the coats are the heavy part.
Yes.
Take one coat and two pair of pants and change them. I mean, there's so many ways to cut back on what you take.
You know, now we talked about the clothes and all that other stuff. Where I get bollocked up is the tchotchkes, the extras, the little extra things where it's a throw. I'll just throw this. I'll just throw that. And before I know it, I got 10 pounds of tchotchkes.
Okay, so let's talk about tchotchkes and what you do with that. Number one, underwear. Go to Ex Officio. I have nothing to do with these companies, by the way, but go to exofficio.com, buy their travel underwear. You wear one pair. That night, you wash it in the sink or the shower. You mash it out. I'll tell you how.
Bring a little Woolite. Bring a little Woolite.
You don't need Woolite. You use the shampoo they give you in the hotel. It's
still soap. Oh, my God. Secrets here.
Well, more secrets. You don't need to carry shaving cream. Shaving cream is just oily soap.
I can't be nice and clean.
Just use the conditioner.
Shave every day and I'll always
be clean. You can still shave, dude. Just use the conditioner and you don't need to carry shaving cream.
Hmm. So, you read this somewhere?
No, this is proven.
This is your life on travel.
Here, you don't need to carry your bottle of cologne, which, by the way, let's face it, opens in your bag anyways, right? Just scoosh the cologne you like into a cotton ball, put that in a little Ziploc, and that takes
holy
up no
moly,
space.
My God, where do you come up with
let's
this
keep
stuff?
Going. I think about this.
Oscar needs a Depends
much.
Back there. The guy is peeing his pants.
Well, you know, Depends are good if you're on a long car trip, but that's a whole nother issue.
I really don't want to go down that road, Bruce.
So here's another one for tchotchkes. Chargers. You take the charger for your phone. You take the charger for your headset. You take the charger for your computer. You take the charger for your iPad, your iPod, and on and on and on. All you need is your laptop, and then you run the USB cables into your laptop and charge everything through your laptop.
OMG, are you going to write a blog about this?
I have written three or four blogs about it, actually.
Where's your blog at?
If you go to Turkel, my last name, turkeltalks.com.
And boy, do you ever.
And put in traveling light. What you'll find is that I've written a bunch of blogs on how to do this, on all the new stuff I try, on what bags to use, on how to do it. As I said, I'm not selling anything. This is just my own insane obsession that you can benefit from.
Now, this obviously works with your wife and kids, too?
It works with my wife and kids, too. We went to Southeast Asia for 3 weeks. My wife, my kids, my mom, none of us took more than a carry-on and a little personal bag. What my wife does is she brings lots of gauzy things. They fold up really small. She brings lots of scarves. Scarves are to women what ties are to men. You change the scarf, you change the color. She can wear it on her head. She can wear it around her neck. She can wear it as a belt. It changes the outfit with some tank tops, with some different outfits. By the way, don't take jeans. Jeans take
way
too much space, and you can't wash them. They take forever to dry,
days.
And they're thick, and they're heavy, and they're hot. And by the way, they also make you look like a tourist, which is never useful. So there's lots of these things you can do. Don't take a lot of pair of shoes. I take three. I take a pair of little.
And these were going to end in a minute.
Oh, I thought you were giving me the finger.
But I would have used the other one if I was.
I take
that.
Dress shoes. I take running shoes. By the way, Nike Free running shoes has a collapsible heel, so they fold almost flat. And I take some flip-flops for the shower. My wife took high sandals, low-heeled sandals, running shoes, and flats. That was it. If you do it like that, it's so easy.
All right, that's Bruce's blog. Go look him up on Turkel. What is it, Bruce?
Turkel Talks.
You know it. He's going to talk some more later. Stick with us. We're going to have more Turkel talking right after this. I think we'll talk about why work-life balance is just a bunch of BS. Back after this.
Like manufactured yesterday would make a nice addition to our home.